Specifically then, how has your memory and thinking been going over the past year?
Dr. Ron Peterson, a neurologist and pioneer in Alzheimer's research, was among the first to diagnose the disease in perhaps its most famous victim, former U.S. President Ronald Reagan. After a decade-long decline, Reagan died of Alzheimer's in 2004. He was 93. Dr. Peterson says, in the years since then, there have been great strides in our understanding of the illness, with some of the most rapid progress coming in just the past 5 years.
We're able to recognize the earliest features of the disease and perhaps even diagnose the disease tendency when people are still normal. We now need to bring along line these therapeutics that are going to make a difference.
Peterson points to important recent discoveries about the biochemical causes of the disease, new techniques for diagnosing it sooner, and better approaches to caring for Alzheimer's patients. But in order to make a real difference in the lives of those patients, Peterson says there is a dire need for more effective treatments that will have an impact on the underlying disease process.
Currently, we have drugs that are available for treating the symptoms of the disease, but they do not have an impact on the overall outcome.
The new research money from the Obama administration is meant to change that. Dr. Francis Collins, director of National Institutes of Health, says the research made possible by those additional funds will help speed the search for a cure, a goal that appears closer than ever before.
We are finally beginning to be able to understand what causes the brain cells in somebody with Alzheimer's disease to get into trouble and how that spreads from one cell to the next. That gives us the best chance we've ever had to be able to identify therapeutic approaches that go right to the heart of a problem.
Other experts share that hope. Guy Aiken is vice president of the American Health Assistance Foundation, which funds research on Alzheimer's and other age-related degenerative diseases.
There is a disease-modifying treatment in the near future, and certainly the political impetus is to solve this disease within the next decade. That may seem slow, but the rate at which research progresses is unfortunately a slow progression.
For a century after scientists first identified it, Alzheimer's disease remained a stubborn medical mystery, with no clues to its cause or its cure. But no longer. Experts are confident that with continued research breakthroughs and a continued political commitment, the battle to conquer Alzheimer's could soon be won. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.
And this hand, fast and regular. Good. Great. Now, please have a seat over here.